You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Worship God together.
上个礼拜我们说过，我们任何一次来到神的家中，有三件很重要的事。
Last week we shared that every time we come to God's house, three important things we do.
还记不记得哪三件事情？
You remember which three?
To worship, to fellowship, to serve. 我们来这里敬拜神，我们来这里跟圣徒交通。我们也在这里侍奉。
We come here to worship, to fellowship, and to serve.
教会是神的家，神的同在是我们聚集的原因。
Church is the house of God, and God's presence is the reason for our assembly.
所以我们来到神家最重要的事情，我们是来敬拜我们的神。
So the most important thing that we come to God's house is to worship God.
同样在这里是神儿女们的家，我们来这里在爱中彼此相交。
This is also the home of children of God, so we come here to fellowship in love.
我们需要彼此扶持，彼此勉励，彼此建立。
And we need to support and to encourage and build up each other.
同样我们来这里，我们是来侍奉神，也彼此服侍。
And also we come here to serve God and to serve one another.
真实的敬拜一定带来真实的侍奉。
True worship will bring about true service.
真实的相爱一定带来甘心的服侍。
True love will bring about sincere service.
其实同样的，真实的侍奉本身也是敬拜。
And true worship by itself is also a worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一次来到神家，我们带着信心，我们来敬拜神。
So I hope that every time we come to God's house, we worship God in faith.
我们带着爱，我们在这里相交。
And we fellowship with love.
同样我们带着荣耀的盼望，我们在这里服侍，因为知道在主里的劳苦不是徒然的。
And we serve in glorious hope because we know that our labor in the Lord will not be in vain.
To worship, to fellowship, to serve. 弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们这一生都记得，我们每一次聚会来，这三个是最重要的事情。
Let's remember throughout our life that these are the three important things we do when we come to the house of God.
因为暑假我们是 every other week, 每隔一个礼拜我们会中英文合并啊。
During the summer, we will have combined meeting every other week.
所以我的信息就必须每隔一个礼拜换一个主题。对中文组我们讲这个亲爱众圣徒。
So every other week, I have to change the topic.For the Chinese congregation, I speak on love for all the saints.
然后我们合在一起的时候，我们就讲属灵的传承。
And whenever we have combined meeting, we talk about passing on the spiritual inheritance.
我们很简单的复习上一次当我们讲到传承的时候。
Let's review briefly. Last time when we talk about passing on the inheritance.
我们一直用接力赛跑做一个比喻。
We use the relay race as an example.
接力赛跑要跑得好，你第一个你接的要好，第二个跑的要好，第三个传的要好。
In order to run the race well, at the relay race, you have to pass well and receive well and run well.
你任何一个环节断掉了，你这个赛跑是不能成功的。
Any link is broken, and this race will fail.
我上次讲过，例如说你接的不是他的棒子，你觉得他的这个手表很漂亮，把他手表拿过来，然后你继续跑，没有用的。
If youDid not get the baton, but the watch of the other runner, and it's all useless.
然后我们自己本身也要竭力跑哈。保罗是说我是竭力跑。
We also have to run with our best.
所以他当跑的路，他说我跑尽了。
That's why Paul can say that the race I have run, the good race I have run.
弟兄姊妹，到底有神量给我们的路，我们有没有真正跑在其上？而有一天我们能说跑尽了呢
？Are we really running on the race that God wants us to do, so that we can finally say that we have run a good race?
第三件事情，我们要传得好啊。
The third thing is that we have to pass it well.
你要把真正神给我们的，真正能够传下去。
We have to pass down what God has given us.
父母亲只是想把产业传给孩子。
Chinese parents only want to pass down the wealth.
或者把这个学问传给孩子。
Or a good education.
但是弟兄姊妹，有更重要的东西我们要传给下一代。
So there are more important things that we need to pass down to the next generation.
不光是对孩子们是这样子的传，教会的侍奉、教会的见证也都是这样传下去的。
Not only that we need to pass down to our children, but we also need to pass down to others. in our services.
所以跑接得好，跑得好，传得要好。
So I had to receive well, pass well, and run well.
这个礼拜我们办公室收到一封信了。
This week, church office received a letter.
写信的人他告诉我们，他是在中国大西北一个很落后、很偏远的一个小县里面。
It's from someone from a very remote village, country in China.
我相信写信的这位主内肢体，他是一个非常心细的一个人。
I'm sure this Christian who wrote the letter is very deep.It's very sensitive and detailed.
他写信来因为这个知道我们在美国，所以他把他的信呢，我猜是透过网络翻译软体把它翻成英文了。
So this person is very sensitive and considerate. So he or she used the online translator to translate the letter into English.
而且他先把英文放前面，中文放后面。
So he put English first and then Chinese.
所以我在那里刚开始读英文的时候，我怎么读都读不懂。
I tried to read an English letter, just couldn't understand.
像一开始他讲到各位牧长，他写成这个 livestock owner 哈，这个畜这个畜生的主人。
So the greeting was supposed to be dear pastors, and then the translator translated into livestock owners.
然后主内平安，他写 man with safe, 主要 main street 的 man, man with safe 叫主内平安，我怎么读都读不懂。
And then peace in the Lord was translated into man
with safe.
With safe.
其他不要讲了，他就想参加我们香柏木，他说我们这些出信的人可不可以参加。那个书信呢，他翻成 the beginning of the letter.
And then he wants to ask if new believers can attend Cedar Training Center, and it got translated into
the beginning of letter.
The beginning of letters.
信的开始啊。
The beginning of letters.
就这边这个传得一塌糊涂啊，这个翻译器真的不能用。
So don't use the online translators. It doesn't work.
弟兄姊妹，传要传得好哈，我们不知道传什么东西给下一代。
So we need to know what we pass on to the next generation.
就上次我们讲到属灵传承的时候，我们特别把三把椅子摆在这里。
So last time we show you the three chairs.
我们用四世纪第二章讲到约书亚还在的时候，百姓们侍奉神，这是第一代。
We use Joshua chapter Judges chapter 2 to describe when Joshua and all the elders were.There, people serve God.
他们是第一手认识神，第一手亲身经历过神大能的作为。
Because they have known God face to face, firsthand, and they experience God's great work.
他们因着这个认识，他们整个人生是奉献给神的，他们有 commitment.
Because of this knowledge, they totally committed themselves to God.
所以他整个生活的秩序，神永远居首位。他讲到的时候就说。至于我和我的家必定侍奉耶和华。
So in their priority, God is always the first place. That's why Joshua was able to say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
他的顺序是 God and me, 神永远居首位。
That's his priority, God then me.
约书亚在这个死掉以后
，And after Joshua passed away,
那些。这个长老还活着的时候，这是第二代了。
When the elders were still alive, those are the second generation.
百姓们还是侍奉神，外面仍然好像侍奉神。
People were still serving God.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们不过不再是真正的 knew God, 他们是 knew about God.
But they did not know God, but only knew about God.
他们缺少自己第一手那么真实的认识神，他们是听来的，他们是传来的。
So they lack firsthand knowledge of God. They only heard about God.
所以他们的生活里面有很多的 compromise, 很多的妥协。
Therefore, they have a lot of compromises in their life.
上次我们已经讲过了哈，现在绝大多数的基督徒很不小心都是活在妥协的里面。
So as we said last time, majority of Christians live in a compromised life.
我们把工作、把家庭、把孩子、把我们自己的健康、把很多的东西摆在主的前面。
We place many things like our jobs, family, our health before God.
所以我们生活的次序是 me, 我先。然后行有余力，我来侍奉神，我来爱神。
So our priority of life is me first, and then if I have any spare time or spare energy, then I will serve and love God.
这叫做 me and God.
So that is me and then God.
到了第三代，他们根本就是 didn't know God.
And then the third, when it comes to the third generation, they did not know God.
所以四世纪第二章讲的这么让人难过，因为等到后来的四代到第三代起来的时候。
So in Judges chapter 2 says when the third generation arrived,
他说他们不认识不知道神也不知道神在以色列人中间所做的事。
The Bible says they did not know God or God's work among the Israelites.
所以他们落到 confusion, 他们就失迷了，他们根本就转去拜别的神。
They fell into confusion, they turned away and served other gods.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果就像刚才这个信一样，因为没有真的好好的传。
Just like the translated letter, it was not passed on well.
人家明明是那么尊重的讲各位牧长，讲成畜生的主人。
It was the greeting was a very respectful, dear pastors, but it got translated into the owners of livestock.
他们已经转手了好几手，他们对神没有第一手的认识，他们不可能站立在神的面前的。
When the message got passed on several times, it lost the original meaning, and they did not know God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们一定要接得好，跑得好，传得好。
So we have to receive well, pass well, and run well.
今天我们要来到一个非常重要的题目，弟兄姊妹。
And today we come to a very important message.
讲到我们的意向和使命。
That our vision and mission.
弟兄姊妹，我不是光只是讲到我们 SVCA 这个教会的意向和使命。
We are not just talking about the vision of SVCA, our church.
我们今天要讲到我们在地上存在。是所有教会存在的一个最重要的意义和目的。
We're talking about the meaning and significance of the existence of church on earth.
这个东西如果没有传下去的话
，If this is not passed down,
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们拿什么东西传给我们的下一代。
I don't know what we can have, we can leave to our generation, to our children.
在我讲下去之前，我想问大家一下，你们看到我带了一个盒子啊？
Before I start, I want to ask you. So you see this box?
你们知不知道盒子里面是什么东西
？You know what's in the box?
年轻孩子可能会讲 Who cares?
You might say Who cares?
谁在乎你里面装什么跟我有什么关系
Who cares what you have in the box? What's that to me?
那在我讲下去以前如果我告诉你你如果猜到的话我送给你
Okay, if you guess it right, you have it
跟你有关
So it's something to do with you
那我们今天要讲意向你会讲 Who cares?
So today if we talk about vision, you would say, Who cares?
谁在乎意象是什么
Who cares about the vision?
但是我告诉你哈，你如果真认识意象的话，它带给你的祝福，这个千亿倍超过我里面的东西。
But let me tell you, if you really know the vision, it will benefit you millions times more than this box.
第二个我问你好吧，那你说猜到要给你，有没有人要猜的
So anyone who wants to guess?
没有啊。
No one volunteers?
因为很难，不是。还有没有？就让你们是三个人猜，还有没有
？Three.
iPad 呢
？iPad.
对不起哈，这个红杰叔叔没那么有钱。哦，是能存猜的。好吧，我当你叔叔一次也没关系。第三个啊 ，Candy 啊，你们三个都没猜到了哈。那因为很难，对不对
？Yeah, hard to guess. How do I know?
因为你关在里面嘛。
It's all enclosed.
看不到嘛。
Can't see.
我告诉你里面是一个 gift card.
It's a gift card.
啊、wow. 我不打开以前太多东西你想我怎么可能知道
Before I tell you the many possibilities, you will say, how can I know?
那弟兄姊妹以弗所书第三章告诉我们说神创造世界以前历世历代以来隐藏在神里面有一个奥秘有一个秘密他从来没有让人知道
Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that There's a mystery that God has hidden throughout the generations. He has never let anyone know.
到耶稣来了，到保罗兴起来了，神把他心中的秘密告诉我们了。
And after Jesus came and after Paul was raised up, God revealed His heart to us.
这一件事情对我们每一个人都太重要了，这叫做意象。
And it is ultimately important to every one of us, and that is our vision.
什么叫意象？英文翻译做 vision。
So what is the vision?
这个我们可能想到就是眼睛看到的东西啊。
We can probably guess it's something we can see with our eyes.
所以很多人说 vision 就是他看见一个穿白衣服的人啊，怎么样怎么样。
So many people would say, oh, I saw a vision with a man in a white robe.
就怎么圣经里面讲到一些的意象，的确是有一些 supernatural 的一些的特殊的景象，或是关于未来的预言。
Yes, a vision in the Bible sometimes can be something that you see, and then it's a prophecy for the future.
那世界上的人，很多人也用 vision 这个字，公司也会讲到他的 vision， 讲到事业的远景、前景，对不对
？And the secular world, corporates also use this term vision to describe their future goals.
或是我们人生的 vision， 我人生的意向是什么
？Or our life vision.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天早上我要讲的是比较狭窄的一个定义，就是圣经里面。 最重要要告诉我们的意象到底是什么。
But this morning, I want to narrow it down to what the Bible tells us.
这个东西当你真看见的时候，它就是我们的。
If we truly see, and it will become ours.
就像刘东坑牧师说的，你圣经你读进去了，它就是你的了。
Like Pastor Liu says, if you read the Bible well, then it becomes yours.
你没有读进去，圣经是圣经，你是你，你没被改变，你得不到祝福。
If you don't receive the words in, then you are you, and Bible is Bible, then you won't benefit from it.
意象也是这样。
And the same with vision.
当你真看见意象的时候，意象要大大的祝福我们，要改变我们的啊。
We truly see a vision. This vision will greatly change us and benefit us.
所以我把我对圣经的了解，我对意象的定义写在这边。什么叫做意象？
So this is my interpretation and understanding of vision.
这个意象，如果我们真看见它的时候，
if we truly see the vision,
它会吸引我们。
It will draw us closer.
我这个 gift card 可能没有不够吸引你们哈。
Maybe my gift card is not attractive enough because you might expect, you might hope it's an iPod.
那神给我们预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想过的，好不好？
But yet, what God has prepared for us is something that eyes have never seen, and the ears never heard, and the minds never conceived. Isn't that wonderful?
真看见的时候，
if we truly see it,
它吸引我们，
it will draw us.
它不光吸引我们，
not only draw us,
它控制我们整个的生活、言行和侍奉，
it will control our life, our walk, and our service.
你知道吗？我为了用控制这个字，我犹豫很久，我还是决定用控制啊。
I really hesitated if I should use the word control.
因为这个字用的最够味道。
Because this is really a fit.
你可以说用管理。
You may say it will manage.
或是影响。
Or it will influence or impact.
但是都不够味。
But that's not strong enough.
我们那天有一个姊妹说到，她这个吃辣椒没有人比得过她，要那样子辣才够味。
And then when their sister boasted that she likes spicy food, it has to be very spicy.
意象真抓住我们的时候，
if the vision truly let hold of us,
它不是不痛不痒的，
it's not something indifferent.
那种老底家不冷不热的基督徒，都是因为意象在我们的身上不够强。
Lukewarm Christians in the Church of Laodicea is because visions were not strong enough.
我们真看见意象，它吸引我们，它控制我们的心啊。
If we truly see a vision, it will lay hold of our life.
它控制我们整个的生活、言行和侍奉。
And it will control our life, our walk, and our service.
那么你会说，那到底意象是什么？告诉我，你盒子里面到底是
什么？ So you might say, okay, tell me, what is this vision?
那等一下哈，我现在把意象的定义讲完。
Wait until I finish the definition of vision.
圣经上说，人如果没有意象，就放肆啊。百姓如果没有意象，他就放肆。
The Bible says, a man without a vision, they will live a loose life.
他 cast off restraints, 他把所有的这个约束束缚都丢掉了，他要干嘛就干嘛。
They will cast off all constraints, they will do whatever they desire.
那有的翻译叫做 perish, 如果 people without vision,这个 people 就会 perish, 就会灭亡的。
Some translation says that people will perish without a vision.
所以不光在消极方面，一个人没有意向，他会混乱，他会放肆，他甚至会灭亡。
So passively, a person without a vision might perish or live a very loose life without constraint.
而积极方面，你认识意向，意向要吸引我们，意向要大大的改变我们的生活。
But more positively, if you know a vision will draw us and will change us greatly.
好，那么什么叫意向？
So what is a vision?
意向就是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
Vision is God's eternal will revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，就像我刚刚把盒子打开来说是 gift card 的时候，你们说哦。
Just like when I open up the box and you guys say, oh, it's a gift card.
你看到了。
Now you see it.
你终于看到了。
You finally see it.
它原来在里面的。
It was inside the box.
你不知道它是什么。
You did not know what it was.
但是弟兄姊妹，当它被打开来的时候，
when the box was opened,
我们看见了。
We finally saw it.
但弟兄姊妹，意象我们不光只是知道它是什么。
So not only that, we have to know what it is.
意象是活的。
A vision is a living thing.
意象是一个生命。
It's a life.
它会继续成长。
It will continue to grow.
而且它会整个的吸引我们，控制我们的。
It will continue to draw us and to control us.
而且意象能够让我们神儿女们有一个最强最强的一个联合力，把我们连在一起。
A vision has the strongest power to glue us together.
我跟你讲，我们正好最近讲彼此相爱。
Now we talk about love one another.
我们可以用很多的方法说要彼此相爱，要关怀。
Yes, we can try many ways to love one another, to practice love.
真正能够让我们有最深的合一和相爱，其实是同一个意象。
But the one thing that can really bring us into oneness and unity is a vision.
它可以让我们跨过所有语言、文化、背景、兴趣、观念、 任何东西的不同，而让我们在主里面成为一个。
It will help us to overcome all barriers of cultural differences and languages differences, all kinds of differences,
你看光光一个语言,
so that we can become one.
啊，你看光光一个语言，哈，你看我们年轻的孩子们就觉得跟啊这些年长的父母亲或讲中文的人啊不太容易有深的交通，对不对？
Let's just look at one barrier, language barrier, that would, can cause miscommunication between generations and people with different languages.
啊，喜欢打篮球的跟喜欢打排球的，又会有一点不一样啊，大家就聚在一起了。
People who like to play basketball have some difference from people who like to play volleyball.
啊，喜欢吃辣椒的跟不喜欢吃辣椒的又会分开来。
People who love spicy food and those who don't.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个很多的东西都会成为我们中间分的 barrier.
Many things can become barriers for us to separate.
可是当我们真有同一个意向的时候，它立刻可以把我们越过所有的不同，而紧紧地把我们连在一起。
But if we truly have vision, it will help us to overcome all these barriers and glue us together.
而最后一个真正的意向，它一定会在我们里面产生不妥协的使命感。
A true vision will give us a sense of mission that cannot compromise.
啊，今天很多时候我们的服事里面不太容易有使命感哈。
Oftentimes we serve without a sense of mission.
啊，我每一次讲意向跟使命的时候，我很喜欢举一个例子，那听过的请你们原谅我。
I always like to give an example and forgive me if you have heard it before.
还有我们很多新的年轻人，新得旧的，新来的。
I say it again for the sake of newcomers or new believers.
巴黎铁塔在盖的时候，有一个观光客经过那里，他问了其中三个工人。
When the Eiffel Tower was built in the city of Paris, a tourist asked some construction workers.
他说：“你在这里干什么？”
The tourist asked, "What are you doing here?"
那第一个人耸耸肩，他说：“混口饭吃。”
The first one just shrugged and says, "I'm just trying to make a living."
我需要养家糊口，我非得工作不可。
I need to support my family. I have to work.
啊，那他就问第二个人。
And so he asked the second construction
worker. 第二个人就满脸很高兴，他说：“我正在做我很喜欢做的工作。”
And then this person, his face just lifted up and says, "I'm doing something I really enjoy."
他可能是个 handyman， 他很喜欢做这些事情，他就很 enjoy， 很享受他的工作。
He was a handyman, so he really enjoyed this kind of work.
他碰到第三个人的时候，他说：“你在这里干什么？”
And then he asked the third construction worker, "What are you doing here?"
哎，这个人眼睛睁了更大，更高兴地告诉他说：“难道你不知道吗？”
And then the third one was really excited and says, "Don't you know?"
他说我们正在盖巴黎的地标，好 landmark 是法国的骄傲，我们盖一个铁塔。
So we're building the landmark of Paris, the pride of France. Don't you know the Eiffel Tower?
这三个人。
So all these three people.
你说哪一个人是带着真正的 passion 跟使命感在做事情
？Which one was working with passion and sense of mission?
那弟兄姊妹，这个例子里面，其实你可以把它用到。我们每一个人在座的每一个人，你目前的生活。
And this example can be applied to everyone's life here.
就不是盖铁塔了哈。你有时候你是学生。
We might not be building a tower, but then we might be students.
我问你，你在干嘛
？So let me ask you, what are you doing?
Homework, homework, homework.
Homework, homework, homework.
A boring homework.
很无聊的家庭作业。
就是无聊的家庭作业哈，真的太多了。
Too much of it.
啊，你这个家庭也是，你问他在干什么
？You might ask people in the family, "What are you doing here?"
烦死了，做饭，一天三顿。
And then the housewife may say, "So boring, just cook, cook, cook."
啊，或是你碰到一个很喜欢做菜的，他说：“我正在做菜，我正在研究这个蚂蚁上树。”
And then a housewife that likes to cook might be saying, "Oh, I enjoy cooking, and I'm learning a new dish."
对不起，我实在不应该举做菜的例子，因为我是外行人。
I myself is not an expert in cooking anyway.
但是你可能碰到另外一个人，他就不一样啊，他爱这个家，他就觉得他整个心都在这个家里面。
And then another housewife might be different if her whole heart and love is for this family.
工作也是一样。
Same with work.
你在这里干嘛
？What are you doing here?
混饭吃。
Or just trying to make a living.
人在江湖身不由己，我必须做。
There's no other way out. I have to do it anyway.
哎，我很喜欢做我的工作。
Or might say I really enjoy my work.
但是你带着一个使命感在做这件事情。
But if you work with a sense of mission.
侍奉上更是这样。
And then the same with our services at church.
你当儿童班的主日学老师。
You might be teaching children's Sunday school.
人家问你在干嘛
？People ask you, "What are you doing here?"
哎呀，文涛把我拉来的，我只好来了。
I got dragged here by Brother Andrew Pan.
或是我在教小孩，小孩好可爱。
Or I'm teaching children, they're really cute.
那其他服侍我不会，教孩子我还会。
This is the only service I know how, so I'm doing here.
你可能碰到一个人，你一想说你在干嘛的时候，他可能眼泪都下来了，他觉得他在这里做一件伟大的事情。
Then you might come to someone who was there with passion, with tears in their eyes, and said, doing something very great.
他对孩子这么有负担，希望他小的时候就被塑造出像主的性格，就建立起跟主的关系来。
This person may have burden for children and want to build up Christ-like characters in children.
所以马克吐温说，一个人有 passion 跟没有 passion， 有热忱跟没有热忱，跟萤火虫跟闪电的光是一样的。好，这个 contrast.
The famous writer Mark Twain says the difference between a person with passion and without passion is just like the difference between a firebird and then the lightning.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们到底在侍奉上有没有意向，有没有使命？带出来的结果真的是很不一样。
So the and then the end result and consequences can be drastically different.
真实的意向在我们里面产生不妥协的使命感。
True vision will bring about uncompromised sense of mission.
例如说，我们在侍奉里面，如果我们真看见，无论做什么，像保罗说的，要从心里做，像是给主做的，因为我们乃是侍奉主基督。
If whenever we serve, you can serve like what Paul says. We do whatever for the Lord.And then because we're serving the living God.
我们真看见这个的时候，就带着使命感了。
If we truly see that, we will have the sense of mission.
做招待需要使命感。
It needs a sense of mission to be an usher.
讲道需要使命感。
To be a preacher.
扫厕所需要使命感。
To clean up bathroom.
带儿童需要使命感，每一件事情都要使命感。
To teach children, everything needs a vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个真实的意向会在我们里面产生使命的。
And this true vision will bring about sense of mission.
好，那我们现在来看看这个意向的中心到底指的是什么。
Then we'll see what's the center of this vision.
刚才我们讲到意向是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们打开来。
Vision is God's eternal will revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
让我们知道神心中里面神真正要的神的旨意到底是什么。
So we get to know God's heart and what He really wants.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读整本新约的圣经，你从旧约其实一路读下来。
Throughout the entire Bible.
旧约是借着祭司的国度来表达同样的概念。
In the Old Testament, God try to pass this message with the kingdom of priests.
新约是用荣耀的教会来表达这个概念。
And in the New Testament, God used the glorious church to send this message.
神整个旨意的中心在基督和教会的身上。
The center of God's will is Christ and church.
讲基督和教会好像是两个不一样的，其实是一个。
The Christ and Church might sound like two different entities. Actually, they are one.
因为基督救赎的教会跟教会完全合一。
Because Christ saved the church and completely united with the church.
所以基督和教会，我说到是整个我说的狭义的意象，它的中心讲到基督和教会。
So Christ and the Church is the center of the vision. I narrowed down.
如果大家有兴趣，可以去听我们曾经在中国讲的一系列，大概十几个小时。关于这个题目
If you're interested, you can listen to the messages we share in China on this.
我在剩下的二十多分钟里面，我只能讲中间精华的精华。
For the remaining of 20 some minutes, I can only share with you the summary and essence.
弟兄姊妹，神整个旨意的中心集中在基督的身上。
The center of God's eternal will is on Christ and Church.
我们要读一节的圣经哈，哥罗西书第一章，我们可能要找前面一节来读起。我们先照着这个纲要上好了，十七节到十九节。
So we will read Colossians chapter 1 verses 17-19.
在十七节之前呢，十六节提到万有都是靠他造的，又是为他造的。
Before verse 17, it says all was created for him and by him.
整个万有，包不包括在座的我们啊
？All, everything, including us.
包括哈
Does it include us?
所以整个万有被造是为着他造的，也是靠着他造的。
So all things were created by him and for him.
然后十七节到十九节，我们一起来读。
And then verses 17-19, let's read together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。好，你一直读下去，这段圣经太重要了。
This passage is so important.
他是把整个宇宙万有被创造的意义、目的、前途全部讲给我们听。
It tells us the meaning and the significance and the purpose of creation of all things.
地上的哲学家一直在解决一个问题，就是人为什么要活着。
Philosophers in this world all try to solve one question: Why do men exist?
我也决定相信我们在座的人，到我们目前这把年纪哈，最年轻的十几岁也应该想过，我到底为什么活这一趟。
I'm sure all of us for some time probably have thought of this: Why do I live?
不管你的答案是什么。
No matter what your answer is.
如果不是跟基督发生关系，我跟你说，你的答案绝对不正确。
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is not correct.
因为整个万有被造就是为他造的，也是借着他造的。
Because everything was created for him and by him.
你可以说我人生的目标是这个。
You may say this is my life purpose.
你觉得我活着的目的是这个。
Or I live for that goal.
不管你的答案是什么。
Whatever your answer was.
不管你写的这个哲学得到诺贝尔奖也好。
Even if you got a Nobel Prize for your philosophy.
只要没有跟基督发生关系，我跟你说，你的答案是错的。
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is wrong.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.